This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
A good day. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. Our goal is to give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Please feel free to join our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhone to get this episode or any one of our previous episodes. Now, feel free to the listener, reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning that you want to relate this show to your specific situation. Folks, our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. With any personal questions you have that you want to, like I said, relate this show to your situation. Folks, I am a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a fee-only financial planning firm. We are a registered investment advisory firm. Our goal is to go over all important topics of personal finance, folks. We go over the big things are retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, estate planning, insurance planning, folks, any type of planning that involves a dollar sign. But our firm is known as a tax planning firm, folks. And with that, I had a special guest towards here at the end of the year for tax planning. I have Mr. Pete Gautreaux. He's a certified public accountant. He's our chief financial officer of Falcon Wealth Planning, but he also now is the general partner, the president of FW, which is Falcon Wealth Tax Services. Folks, we are very excited to have Pete here in the studio. Pete, are you in the house?
I am here, Gabriel.
Welcome, and we appreciate you joining us here. And just how does it feel to be part of, you've been working at a, I think, CPA firm for a while, but how does it feel to be part of the kind of the Falcon Wealth umbrella?
It feels wonderful, Gabriel. I've been in the business of tax preparation, and I use the term preparation for the last 25 years. I started with a national firm with hundreds of CPAs that I would discuss matters with, to a large local firm recently, more recently, with dozens of CPAs. And you know, it's nice to have a lot of friends that are CPAs, but a problem with that is we all seem to think the same way. So it's very refreshing to be part of Falcon Wealth and partnering up to form Falcon Tax Services. I like working with financial planners. I've learned a lot in a very short amount of time because I'm dealing with very smart people that brainstorm, that ask me questions about taxes and ask me a lot of questions that start with, why can't we? And one of the terminologies that certified public accountants hang their hat on is called generally accepted accounting principles. I guess what that means is, what's the norm? What is the rudimentary way to get taxes correct, and not where does the tax law allow for interpretation? Where does the tax law allow for creative thinking and doing it very legally? And I've had the benefit of financial planners that think that way and have challenged me to think a bit differently than a traditional CPA.
So, I mean, is it fair to say, just kind of to recap, and I say this in the most respectful way possible, but most accountants seem to be kind of in their box? I mean, this is a different way of maybe thinking outside of that box? I don't know.
Very well said, Gabriel. You can only think inside the box until you get out of the box. And most CPAs work with CPAs throughout their careers. And as they get more experienced, it becomes more of the same. We have another terminology in the accounting world, and that's same as last year. It worked last year, let's do it again this year. And a lot of it is for efficiency's sake. A lot of CPAs are very busy, are on the clock, and they're looking to get it done in a quicker amount of time and not necessarily in a smarter fashion.
Interesting. Well, you know, what we've been doing, and I think this will be work really well, Pete, since you're here, is I think we're wanting to start to offer just a free tax analysis for the listeners here. And we typically do charge about $500 for this, but I think this free tax analysis could really help prepare you for the taxes coming up, for year-end planning, for really just seeing what strategies could be available to you, what you should be doing, how to help reduce your tax liability. Maybe some of the planning could be to reduce your future tax liability. And I think by offering this, I think that this could help save thousands, tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands with proper tax planning. Folks, I do want to offer that to you guys. Please, I want you to give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855. That's 96 Falcon, like the bird, folks, where I want you guys to take full advantage of this. Pete's been doing this for many years. He has a handful of experience. And like you said, I think the beautiful collaboration between, we'll call it a CFP, which is more on the financial planner side, and a CPA, which is on the accounting side, it is so important to have that relationship. Folks, by the way, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend, talking about all important topics of personal finance. And today we have CPA, we have Pete Gotro, we got founder of FW, which is Falcon Tax Services, here in the studio, and we are talking about taxes, and he's just enlightening us on just kind of the differences between a CPA kind of ran firm and just a firm that's kind of surrounded around with planners that kind of just look at things differently. And you made a handful of comments, and one of them I kind of want to look at is with CPA, because you, and how, what was that saying again? The same as last year? What is that saying?
Same as last year means if it worked before, it's going to work again. And it might even be more efficient because we've done it before.
Got it.
I mean efficient from an hourly billing standpoint.
So even for the client, the end client, it's easier for them.
Correct.
Okay. Let me ask it like this, and I've said this in the past, so some of our listeners here have heard me say this, and I'm a little nervous saying this in front of Pete, but is it fair to say that most accountants, CPAs, are trained as, I've been calling them historians. They take a look at information from the past, and they are, you know, in the present, working on things of the past. For example, most people will see you January, February, March, and April, but the things they're meeting with you for, the things that happened the previous year. I mean, what are your thoughts on someone like me making a comment like that?
Well, accountants are often accused of looking in the rearview mirror, looking at history, and again, using that historic approach to future planning opportunities. And times are changing. In fact, we just had a major revision to the tax code. In this new tax code, there are more moving parts than ever. There are more areas that the IRS even hasn't come to a final conclusion on.
Of course.
So we're deciphering through, and what it's creating is room for interpretation, room for planning, room for making a case of a strategy that may have not even been in existence just last year.
That's, I mean, you know, we've talked about this a lot too. I mean, it just yields so much opportunity. And I would love to look at taxes as black and white. I mean, most accountants would agree it's black and white. But just from what I feel, not saying it's gray, but there just needs more, what's the term you used? Interpretation or room for interpretation. I mean, it just seems like this year more than ever, it just requires, or with these new tax law changes, just requires more, I guess, planning.
Well, more understanding the spirit of the law and not necessarily the letter of the law. Hmm. One of the things that prompted Congress to create these tax changes, they wanted to motivate certain areas of the economy, whether good or bad. It might have been their constituency, but there is motivation behind the new tax law. And if you understand what motivated the changes to the law, you're better able to manage it. And to, for instance, as we approach year end, you want to begin with the end in mind. You want to understand that we are coming close to year end, or Year end could be 2019 into 2020. But there are many opportunities now with the new tax law to stage buckets of income, stage certain types of deductions, understand the new sharply increasing tax brackets, and to stage your taxable situation into a more favorable bracket. And that can be done in a week's time under certain circumstances, but certainly we always want to look at 2 to 3 years out and the income expectations of our clients, because the tax bracket differences are stark with the new tax law.
Well, I mean, and that just is the beauty of it, because just from my experience, of course, not as a certified public accountant, not as a CPA, but most people meet with their accountant once or twice a year. And we've always looked at that as more of a tax preparer. And I love what you're leading towards of more on the tax planning. And I think having that consistent conversation, that consistent dialogue, the understanding of having the conversations, which I think just brings a whole new light to someone in your profession of having these conversations of, oh, you're self-employed. Do you see yourself doing that forever? Oh, no. Is there a value to your business? Well, maybe not for a psychiatrist, because their business is their brain. They can't sell their brain. But with maybe for someone in manufacturing, maybe somebody in insurance sales, maybe somebody that has a law practice, multiple things potentially that could structure of selling or structuring a maybe tax strategy to know that you were in a high tax bracket to in now a low tax bracket. So there's always strategies available. And what I want to do, because we're going to go on a quick break, I want to ask Pete of maybe some of his favorite year-end planning strategies, or maybe some kind of things that he's seen throughout his years that maybe he has been recommending, or maybe now kind of as financial planners, they look at things maybe differently. Maybe now that you have seen that you would want to make recommendations on. So I want you guys to stay with us. I'm going to bring Pete here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a few things after a few words. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here on Sundays at 5 o'clock covering all important topics of personal finance. We're going over retirement planning, making sure you're prepared for retirement, social security and strategies, real estate, taxes, avoiding them now and in the future, investments, reducing fees, commissions, and so on, insurance and estate planning. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that you could take advantage of. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call to take advantage. It's a $500 offer. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the show. We're on 5 o'clock every Sunday. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend talking about all important topics of personal finance. And today we are talking a lot about taxes, whether it's towards year end, towards tax time, whatever it is, folks. It's always important. There's no way around the taxes. There's a few certain things in the world, and we know taxes are one of them, and we don't want to talk about the other ones that are certain. But what I have here today is I have a guest here in the studio. I have the luxury of working with this CPA, with one of my partners here, Mr. Pete Gautreau. Pete, how are you, sir?
I'm wonderful, Gabriel.
Fantastic. We've been talking about kind of how the outlook of CPAs, how historically you work, the dynamics of how you used to work with over at a large firm and then kind of a regional firm, how being surrounded by CPAs, we kind of talked about how your outlook was a little different now working with financial planners, because planners kind of just, we know so much about the client's situation. We can foresee what's going to happen in the future. And not obviously the healthiest man in the world can get hit by a bus, but still we can kind of take a look at what's going to happen, such as Social Security that might kick in, pensions that might kick in, when they turn 70 and a half, what type of mandatory distributions would come in by forecasting how much they would have, if they're going to sell a business or if they're going to retire. We kind of take a look at maybe there could be opportunities. So it was just a perfect partnership to work with Pete, because I mean he's been doing this for many years and he understands kind of the planning piece of it. And so what I wanted to do is kind of go over kind of some topics, some ideas that you've had throughout your career, maybe even some more recently, of ways that maybe some of our listeners towards the end of the year and for 2019, maybe even for 2020, for just onward, just planning that people can do. Man, that's a mouthful, Pete. Are we good with all
well
that?
Said, Gabriel.
Thanks. So, I mean, please, I would love to kind of just hear with you, and we kind of talked about this a little bit, maybe some of your favorite strategies or some ideas or just some thoughts that you have on kind of things that potentially can be done.
Well, Gabriel, as I mentioned earlier, the new tax act has created many more moving parts, and it's not smart to be black and white. And if somebody were to ask me, what can I do at year end? I hate to use the term, it depends, but it depends.
Right.
And it depends on how you look the following year. For instance, many times we encourage our clients toward year end to increase their charitable deductions so they can get a tax write-off when they file their tax returns 3 months later, or prepay a coupon of your property taxes to accelerate some deductions. However, with the new tax law, some of those deductions can easily be lost. And if you try to spread certain deductions, such as charitable, you might over the term of years not get any benefit because the impact of those deductions do not exceed a standard deduction that the government gives you at a minimum. So
that's a great point because they just changed that. They just doubled almost the deductions you can get.
Correct. So it actually makes it harder to receive tax benefit from charitable donations, for instance, unless you stage those properly from year to year. Perhaps a strategy could be save those deductions instead of making a charitable contribution on December 31st, maybe it makes a lot more sense to wait to January 1st, just a day later. I've always had a motto in my business, and even more so now with this new tax act, that timing is everything. And this new tax act creates many benefits if you properly time how you recognize your taxable information.
Oh, I mean, that is so true. I mean, there's so many different times where it was just, what is it? An inch short or, you know, there's all these sayings that are out there. But I think that's fantastic because with these new tax plans, I mean, understanding that the amount that deductions that you could be taking, you could also, you mentioned one of just push it out maybe a day later. I've had some people also that I think you shared this with the team of why don't you just preload all future deductions if you have the means to do it or you have the assets to do it. You can actually, I think you were telling me about there are these accounts that are out there that you can actually pre-fund inside of these accounts, and then you can take a one big write-off, and then in the future you can just take it out of this account. It was something like that.
You're speaking of the charitable help me with the term, Gabriel.
The donor advised fund.
Donor
I wrote it down earlier
funds.
Correct. So, okay, so that's kind of a great idea because then you can just get this massive write-off.
Well, it allows you to what we call stage. You can fund the account and it can make money while it is in the trust and time when you want to direct those charitable deductions, not only for the amounts that might be at issue, but for the organizations that you want to target.
I think that's fantastic. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend going over all important topics of personal finance. And today I have, as you heard speaking moments ago, my colleague, Pete Gautreau. He's a CPA. We're talking about tax planning strategies that are available. And folks, if you wanted to relate some of the items that we are talking about today to your situation, if you only meet with your tax accountant once or twice a year, folks, that is someone who does tax preparation. We do tax planning in addition to tax preparation, folks. If you wanted 1 to 2 hours of our time at no cost, please feel free to give us a call. We would love to help. We typically charge $500 for this tax assessment. Folks, our phone number is 855-963-2523. 26. That's 855-963-2526. And just ask for the tax assessment and that you heard it on the radio, folks. We'd love to help you out. And Pete here, he's been doing this for a handful of times. And we were just talking about staging and timing of one of the recommendations. And keep in mind, recommendations is loose because for one listener, it could be yes. For the other one, it's absolutely not. So it's just a strategy, not really a recommendation of what potentially could make sense for your situation.
It depends.
There you go. So, I mean, any others that are out there? I mean, I was kind of wanting to pick your brain for maybe a few that maybe you can share.
Well, I can touch on, but it's hard for me on a radio show to discuss some of the particulars, but very large opportunities exist for business owners, small business owners that have alter ego, their business and themselves, and the tax realm therein can be quite different or it can be very similar, and it can also be shared.
Hmm.
So there's some strategies that might be a little complicated, at least to explain over the next couple of minutes. But there are certainly mechanisms that allow small business owners to find where they want to report their taxable events, and it can change from year to year. As you know, Gabriel, the corporate tax rate was slashed with the new Tax Act.
Absolutely.
And it's encouraged many people to shift from partnerships or flow through tax entities into the traditional C corporation. Why they would want to do that? Well, there's a long explanation for that. But again, it alludes back to one of the basic strategies we have, and that is maintenance of your tax brackets, getting the most out of the brackets, and that could change from year to year. So when we approach year end, we always want to look at the business owner and his personal situation and make sure we get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to use the word cherry picking, but I mean, it's cherry picking a situation, and that's just good planning. I mean, I hate to say it, and I know Trump had a lot of people get really upset at President Trump because of during the debates, they're saying he had $1 billion in write-offs in 1994 95 during the there was a not really a recession, but there was a downfall in the market at that point in time, and it was really just proper planning that helped do that. I mean, a lot of this wasn't, some of it could have been even paper losses and so on. But there's just proper planning sometimes that can be done. And when I'm hearing some of these strategies sometimes, I don't know about you, Pete, but that's kind of what we specialize in. So when I heard that, I felt kind of slimy because they made it sound like it was bad. Now, granted, some of you may not think that's fair for a billionaire to do, but these strategies were not designed for billionaires. I give kudos to the billionaires because I don't want to say they're smart enough to hire professionals, but they know that the tax law is designed to help as long as you understand how they work. And we're not talking tax evasion here. This is tax avoidance, which is completely different.
That's right, Gabriel. One of the reasons billionaires got to be billionaires is because they recognized the benefit of blending financial planning and tax planning together. The smart entrepreneurs do recognize that, and they also are open to suggestion. They ask questions, why can't we? And it's up to us to tell them why they can't, or let me get back to you. That might be a great idea. And many times the answer we have is, let me get back to you on that. And it's great for both parties to share ideas and to brainstorm.
Yeah, no, I think that's great to share, and that is so true. And this is where experience helps in this industry, folks. And it's people like you that ask the questions to us that allows us to research and come up with the strategy, with the recommendation, and we can go through that with other people. And that's where it helps. The longer you're in this, the smarter you get. Pete, I want to thank you for joining us this weekend.
Thanks for having me.
And we want to thank you guys for tuning in with us this weekend. You can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues at Falcon Wealth Plan, you could take advantage of the free tax assessment through Pete. We are offering that for you folks. Give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Tune in, where our goal is that we want to give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Have a great weekend and holiday. God bless.